BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Good news, everyone. It's Friday.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits Podcast with Chris Stark.
Yes, we're back with another Friday Extra Podcast. My name is Chris Stark, of course, of The Scott Mills Show. It's a pleasure to be here today. I just thought I'd introduce myself in a more formal way this week. We've got a good one today. Coming up on today's show, I'm going to play you something that never ended up properly making it onto the show. And it was one of my favourite ideas that for various rights reasons, we could never really do. It was meant to be a video. They basically said we couldn't make the video. So we never ended up playing out the audio, this brilliant audio that was made from it. And it involves Tripodi G and an idea I had with the title Planet Girth. So we're going to be playing a bit of that on this podcast. I just really want to share it because it never really got out there. So I hope you're going to love that. Also on this week's podcast, we're going to be catching up with this week's victim of Where Do You Think They Were? An exceptional story this week involving Australians and boats. We also spoke to a florist on the show this week who had so much more that they wanted to say, but because we're live to the nation on Radio 1, we couldn't really say it all. We're going to say it all on this podcast. Very excited for that. Also, the most important bit, we're going to be answering a load of your listener questions. The questions that you've sent me on Twitter or Instagram or to our email with stuff about the show, behind the scenes stuff from the show or questions about your favourite DJs, all that kind of thing. We're going to be doing that later on. As always, we're going to catch up with Scott Mills. But before we begin, I've been seeing loads of messages about people who listen to this podcast to learn English. Now, I think that's really dangerous because I don't think me and Scott quite nail the English a lot of the times. Some of the stuff we say is ridiculous. Like, is Yas Queen actually in the dictionary? But if you can understand what we're saying and you think we're doing a good job of teaching you English, that is, please let us know how we're doing. Email us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just sort of fascinated in it, really. Okay, admin over. Let's play a highlight from the show this week. You guys love this. I wasn't sure about doing this when we first started because I thought it was really cringe, really awkward, and I thought we were going to burn a lot of bridges by doing it. But we invented a guy called Superfun Steve, which is just me putting on a bit of a voice, and I pretend to be someone's absolute superfan. What they don't know is they're taking part in a quiz where I've got all the answers as the superfan. They think they're just taking part in a quiz, which is between them and one of their ultimate superfans. Instead, as you know by now, it's actually me, Superfan Steve. Okay. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you're through to Rita.
Hi, Steve.
Hello, Rita.
How are you? Steve?
Rita.
Hi, can you hear me?
Steve.
Yes, hey,
hi.
Steve. Right,
hello,
so,
Rita.
Steve, I've got a series of questions here for Superstar versus Superfan with Rita Ora. What's your favourite thing that Rita's done so far?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
What did you like about that?
The bit where you, Steve, Rita, where you got kidnapped.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That felt amazing.
Out of everything, yeah?
Steve?
All right, so, Steve, what's going to happen is I've got a series of questions here about Rita, all right? So if you know the answer, you say your name, which is?
Steve.
And Rita, if you know it first, you say?
Rita.
Good. All right, are we ready? Let's go! One of Rita's earliest music releases was a track called Awkward, but who was it a duet with?
Steve.
Okay, Steve, go.
Steve, Craig David.
Correct.
Correct.
Which primary school did Rita attend?
Rita.
Steve.
Yes, Rita?
St. Cuthbert's or St. Matthias Primary School.
Sorry, Steve, you missed out there. Rita Ora co-hosted... Steve, you still there?
Steve, yep. Yes.
Right. Rita Ora co-hosted BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards back in 2014. But how many outfit changes did she have?
Steve. Oh.
Go on, Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Four.
I actually don't know. I think you're right, Steve.
Yeah,
four it is.
Four, okay.
There were four.
Four, yeah. Definitely four, Steve, is it?
Steve, four.
Okay. What sauce did Rita Ora admit to carrying in her purse to spice up her meals?
Steve.
Okay.
Go, Steve.
Tabasco.
Yes! Wow!
You know loads.
That is awesome that you know that. Okay.
Wow, okay.
Let me try and get this
next one. Step up here, Rita.
Okay.
What does Rita's surname Ora mean in Albanian?
Rita.
Sorry, Steve. Rita got there first.
I'm going to say... I mean, I obviously know. I'm just trying to tempt it a little bit. It means, like, what's the time? It's another word for, like, time. Okay. Yes.
Steve.
Yes, Steve?
Time.
Yes, but Rita's already answered that one. We'll go on to the next question, Steve, okay?
Steve, okay.
Rita was an X Factor judge in 2015, but who was her special celebrity co-judge at judges' houses in LA?
Steve.
Go on, Steve.
Meghan Trainor.
Great.
Correct.
Correct.
What is Rita Ora's shoe size? UK.
Three.
Go on, Steve.
Go, Steve.
A UK size 6.
Wow. How do you know that? That's amazing. Thanks, Steve. Anyone that's listening, that's what I would like for Christmas.
Right. Back in 2009, Rita auditioned in front of Andrew Lloyd Webber for a chance to represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest. Bet you're glad that didn't happen. What song did she sing?
Steve.
Okay, Steve.
Get Here.
Yeah. I don't care how you get here.
And who is that by for an extra point, Steve?
Steve.
Yep.
Aletta Adams.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Wow, Steve. You are on fire.
What is Rita Ora's star sign?
Rita, Steve. I'm just going to do it just so I don't, like, completely fail this game.
Yeah.
Sagittarius.
Is correct. Was that your answer as well, Steve?
Steve, Sagittarius.
Yes, that's right. Rita's stylist uploaded a photo to Instagram of her enjoying room service with Cara Delevingne, but what was the pizza that they ordered?
Steve.
Yeah?
Pepperoni.
That's correct.
Is that right?
Well, it was like a cheesy pepperoni.
Okay.
But, I mean, Steve. There was some pepperoni on there.
Yes, Steve?
Pepperoni.
Yes. It's the correct answer.
Okay.
Cool. Rita?
Yes?
That's actually Chris, who works on our show.
Are you not joking me?
No.
Did you guys just do this to me on purpose?
Maybe, yeah.
Did you see how lovely, though, that
was?
It was
so good. Because, like, we've done this with Anne-Marie, with Zara Larsson, and with Charlie XCX, and... Anne-Marie couldn't cope and actually was rolling on the floor.
I just couldn't. I tried to keep it together.
But however, you are, well, I knew this already, but you are the best pop star, consummate professional.
Superfan Steve, I'm worried about Scott that at some point someone's going to work out who it is.
Well,
it just being me.
Well, I think we're going to have to stick to artists that are maybe aren't British moving forward because. A lot of people are going to be like, because you think about it, right? Pop is quite a small industry. So Rita Ora eventually will talk to Charlie XCX, will talk to Jess Glynn. They'll all have had the same experience. Then they'll go and tell another like pop star. So, yeah, it's gonna be hard to contain. But I believe that we could still probably get away with it for another, I don't know, 3 to 6 months without anyone knowing.
It will be on a WhatsApp group, won't it?
Yeah.
Because they, I believe all pop stars are in a WhatsApp group. I think they should do it like a chart. So they're in. So if you're in the chart, you're in the WhatsApp group. And then you have to leave and rejoin a bit like that. That would be awesome.
Well, you think that all pop stars are in a WhatsApp group together?
No, I don't think they are. I'm saying it would be a great idea, that, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Because, but then, they would all warn each other about Superfan Steve. It's like, and then maybe, don't do that show.
But then maybe we need to do something different with Superfan Steve after that. Maybe he deals with pop stars and then he does junkets.
Well, yeah, I think the next thing would be, oh, my God, that would be awful for you because you'd have to meet them.
Well, it'd be awful because it'd be face-to-face, which would be the worst thing ever. But...
on the phone, it's awkward enough, but imagine if you turn up and you're interviewing someone for their new film. Oh.
But what I've learned is film stars never remember who you are anyway, so you've just got to go in with the attitude that, look, they don't really care about you. They don't want to know you. They might as well meet Superfan Steve if they're going to meet me.
But could you do it face-to-face?
I don't know.
Or would it just be too awful?
I don't know. Because when we do it, I'm sort of laughing at the same time and then having to try and not make that loud. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast and thinking it sounds different to most weeks, it's because we're recording this straight after Thursday's show rather than on Friday. And Scott's in the studio. The weirdest thing about this for me is we've decided to switch places.
Is it freaking you out?
We've switched places in the bedroom.
Because
this is...
we have. It's like when you swap sides on the bed. It's like I don't ever remember a time where I've been sat where you're sat normally and you're sat where I am.
I'm in sort of the dog's basket and now I'm in the master's chair.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I really like it. I bet you're not liking it over there.
I just think it's a bit weird. Like, it's a bit like when you get... in the back of someone's car and you used to get in the front of it. I'm like, well, this is a weird view.
That's exactly what it's like. It is a weird view. You look different over there, actually.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe it's just because I'm used to you looking mighty and powerful in front of the desk.
Like I know what I'm doing.
And your fingers are a blur on this thing.
That's right.
Famously. What are your plans for the next 2 weeks? So you're off now.
I am. I'm going to go away for a bit. I'm going to regather. I'm going to regroup. I'm going to find myself, do a bit of mindfulness. Come back. You don't believe me, do you?
No, I don't for a minute. But 2 weeks is quite a long time. For me to be without you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this. It's just that I've actually not been off since your wedding, which
I find very hard to believe.
Which was actually a holiday. Maybe I went to New York. Anyway, it's been ages. So, yeah, you'll be fine. You are with Matt.
I'm with Matt for a week and then Alice for a week, yeah.
Both very good presenters.
Yeah, they're competent enough, aren't they? But it's not like... It's not the real situation, in my opinion.
I will be listening.
We'll have fun.
I will be listening.
But also, you like to know that I don't have as much fun, really. You hate it if I have a good time without you here.
Well, you know that by the time Thursday rolls around, I will be texting you going, so, what's going on?
Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah.
Any good ideas that I haven't been able to do?
Look, I know you've got to go. On today's podcast, I'm going to be playing out a bit of the Planet Girth stuff that we never played out.
Right.
And I'm saying we need to bring this back to the show at some point.
I don't know how we forgot about something this good. Like, we get through a lot of stuff on the show, right? But sometimes we record stuff and we, like, just forget about it. And that is exactly what's happened here.
And it's wrong, because I think Planet Girth would have been one of the biggest ideas that we've never done. So we're going to play.
Can't we do it?
Well, we're going to play the trailer today on today's podcast, and then I'm going to find all the audio that we recorded with Tripuddy G. All of this will be explained later, by the way, but I'm going to find all of the stuff we recorded with Tripuddy G, and I think we should have another conversation about bringing it back.
Yeah, play
at
the
least
trailer.
To the show.
Play the trailer.
We'll play the trailer today. Have a lovely holiday.
Thank you.
Bring us back lovely presents.
You can call me next week if you want.
Oh, you don't want to be left alone completely?
Yeah, put me back on.
You want to? We'll check in with you occasionally.
Yeah, you can call me.
All right then.
All right, I'll see you then.
See you then. Bye.
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 Miss you.
All right then, moving on. We spoke to Helen on the show this week. Now, she works at a florist, and it's her job to write on the card. So whenever you order some flowers and you know you want a message put with those flowers, she has to write that message. She hears all sorts. Normally, it's people saying, I love you, or I miss you, or congratulations with the job, or well done with the baby, or whatever it is you want to put on the card. But this week's one was amazing, and she felt that she wanted to share it with us. Now, the problem is, the full message that she wanted to tell us, she couldn't really say on Radio 1 because it was a little bit rude. But we're going to get her to say exactly what that message was on this podcast. It's been bugging me all week, so I think it's right we do it now. Helen, hello.
Hello.
So you're an actual florist, so you have to deal with these cards all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of standard that people want to put a little message in, I suppose, let people know who's sending what. But sometimes they are a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, you see, I've been guilty of this. So when I order flowers, I get really shy about the message that I've got put with it. So they'll always say, do you want to put something on the card? And I'll say, yeah, just put something like, hello, babe, I love you. A few kisses on the end. But yeah, and you try and make it is just an awkward chat to have. You try not to make a big deal about it.
And we as florists don't want to make people feel awkward, really. We want to just go, yeah, that's fine.
But then you also get some people who are a little bit brave and will just straight up say what they want on the card.
Oh, God, yeah.
And this is why we're speaking to you today. So on the show this week, you said to us that on one of the cards, someone asked you to write, a small token of the love I have for you. You are amazing. Your fat feet, ... And then you couldn't say what it was.
No, because the last little bit, it was very complimentary. He said, my soulmate, my best friend, I love you, your fat feet and your flying saucer-shaped nipples.
That's amazing. So when someone asks you for that, how do you react to that? You've just got to be like, yep, that's fine.
Yep. And sometimes you don't want to read it back just to check. Sometimes you just go, yep, that's fine.
Well, that's the thing. You always read it back, don't you?
You kind of should, just to check you've got all the spelling right and things like that. But yeah.
But then sometimes what you're doing is reading. If you're reading back, I really love your, what was it, saucer-shaped nipples. What
you're actually. Saucer-shaped nipples.
Sorry.
Yep.
important to get that right. Flying saucer shaped nipples. If you're reading that back, ultimately someone's on the other end just listening to you kind of reading erotic fiction.
Yeah, and saying it kind of dry as well, rather than with the meaning that they want, I suppose.
Yeah, you read it differently to how you say it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like the stuff that you would send in a text message to someone that you're going out with is obviously so different to what you would speak to them in real life. It's just different.
God, yeah.
I love this so much. So have you got other examples of where it's been slightly quirky on the card?
What have I got here? I've got a small book that we write them in, obviously very without names and dates and places, but we just write down odd messages.
What, so there's a book of this stuff?
Yeah, we just kind of scribble them in as and when we have a great one.
We need to do this on the show. This is great.
So one of the really good ones, Dear Kelly, completely understand if you don't want to see me again after last night. So sorry about the stains. Please text or call me.
This is amazing. We're definitely going to do this on the show. This is a right find.
God.
Yeah, that is, you don't want to. Well, I feel bad for you for having to write that message and read it back. But I also feel bad for whoever is having to send the flowers there because it sounds like it's gone terribly wrong.
And then also, it's pretty bad for my driver because they don't know what we've put in the card sometimes.
Exactly.
They're turning up blind with some of these messages and they might get them kind of wrapped around their ears. I don't want
true.
This bunch of flowers.
Yeah, they're having to see the person that's dealing with it and reading the card. God, awful. Have you got any more?
What else have we got here? There's thank you for the wonderful sausages.
Yeah. Although, are you reading something into that?
No. This was just not, to Alison from so-and-so, thank you for those wonderful sausages. It was just literally, thank you for the wonderful sausages.
Yeah, well, it was polite. Any more?
Congratulations on the birth of baby Sienna. Natalie, at least your vagina isn't in tatters. Bet you're pleased about that too, Steve.
There we go. And isn't this the wonderful world that we live in? Thank you so much, Helen.
On that note.
Keep up the good work.
Will do. Thank you.
And say it with flowers, everyone. Nice one, Helen.
Every time we get Tripuddy G on the show, he is awesome. So when we did the Lolathon last year, he made us some songs and we decided to make a few of these style songs. It's where Tripuddy G comes in and performs some of your favourite songs, but in a very Tripuddy G way. Bit like this.
Remix. Girl, no, I want your love. Your love was handmade for Tripuddy G. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, don't not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me. Come on now, jump in my work. Say, come on now, jump in my work. All the aunties singing, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body.
Everyone!
Oh, why, oh, why. I'm in love with your body.
Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why.
I'm in love with your body.
Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why.
I'm in love with your body, G. 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 I'm in love with your body.
Big up Ed Sheeran, Croft FM, Tripuddy G, a.k.a. Alan Brown Sugar, a.k.a. the Fresh Prince of Hounslow High Street, a.k.a. the Brown Casanova, a.k.a. Bruce Off-White Foresight.
I find that when Tripuddy G does a song, it changes the song for me. I prefer it the Tripuddy G way, in a way. The great thing about this guy is that whenever he comes on the show, he does fun stuff. He's willing to entertain our ideas. Some guests that we have on the show, I'll be honest with you, aren't very keen on some of the stuff that we would like to do with them. Sometimes they even say they won't take part. But with Tripuddy G, he's up for anything. One of the ideas I had, I'll be honest with you, I came up with it in the pub, very unlike me, was for Tripuddy G to do his own version of Planet Earth. I just thought, wouldn't it be brilliant to be able to watch all the visuals that you get on Planet Earth? And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Sir David Attenborough, but it'd be interesting to hear what would happen if Tripuddy G was the one narrating. I thought we could call it Planet Girth. See what I did there? And I thought this would be genius. So I dropped Tripuddy G a DM and said, look, I've had this idea for Planet Girth. Would you be up for doing it? And we can release the video so you'd be watching Planet Earth, but be narrated by Tripuddy G. He was bang up for it. So he came in and we watched a load of Planet Earth together and we got him to narrate everything that he could see. Now, the problem is, after we'd made this,
I got speaking to some of our bosses here, and they basically said that you're not allowed to do that. You can't release that because it would have to go through all sorts of levels of approval. And I'm not sure that they were too keen on the things Tripathi G was saying about the animals. But by then, I'd already made a trailer for Planet Girth. I thought it was going to be the best thing Radio 1's ever produced. And I want to play that trailer for you right now. And we're going to start with this. And if I can dig out the audio from where he actually narrated Planet Earth, we can maybe do this in future podcasts as well. But brace yourself. This was amazing. And I'm still going to put this on the record right now. This could have been the greatest video Radio 1 had ever produced, in my opinion, if they'd let it happen. But give me your thoughts once you've heard the trailer. Here it is.
7.5 billion people. 500 trillion animals all doing it. 17 wonders of the world, one of them being me, Tripathi G. 300 billion ants in Hounslow alone. 22 giraffes are all around that, somewhere near that number. 71% of the Earth's surface is water, is dripping vetment. 22% is grass. 33% is mud. Majestic. Magical. Nature. Girth. This is Planet Girth.
It's one of my best ideas ever, and it never happened. So maybe we can make it live on with this podcast. But I hope you enjoyed the trailer. As always, every week on this podcast, we ask for your listener questions. And so let's just get on with it. Hello, Dylan.
Hello.
Hello. What would you like to ask?
My question was, what inspired you to be a radio DJ? And what do you think you'd do if you weren't one?
That's a very good question. What would I do if I wasn't at Radio 1? I don't know, because I've spent so long trying to get into radio, and especially trying to get into Radio 1. I remember... Dylan? I think Dylan's just gone. I think he's just hung up. I quite like that. Ask your question and leave. It's actually a really, really good question because I always wanted to be at Radio 1. I always wanted to get into radio, and I spent such a long time doing work experience. A lot of people don't know this about me, how much work experience I did and what I kind of did to try and get into this whole industry, because it is very hard and it seems very daunting when you're on the other end of things. And I was doing student radio and hospital radio, and I was trying to do little bits of commercial radio, but ultimately Radio 1 was always my dream. So I felt that when a lot of my friends were going out and getting proper jobs, a lot of them were getting into recruitment at one point for some reason, that I really needed to do the same, and I should go out and just in a way kind of grow up instead of just hanging on for this one break that could happen with Radio 1. But then probably 2 months after I remember one night getting really upset about not being here. About 2 months after that, maybe less, I got a call to say one of the bosses had heard some of my stuff and was sort of interested in speaking to me. And then it all kind of got good from there. So I don't know what I would have done if I wasn't at Radio 1, because I've spent so long turning down or not really applying myself to go and get other jobs because I wanted to do Radio 1. However, I'd like to think that I would have actually become a teacher. And I know that might be laughable to a lot of people listening, but I used to work in a primary school at an after school club there, and I used to love it. I just used to play football and coach some stuff, and I loved working with kids at that school. So I'd like to think if I wasn't working at Radio 1 that I'd either be working with kids at school, and I don't know what I'd be teaching really. I mean, I don't know what I've got to offer, but hopefully I'd find a way in. Or I would be, I really respect how my brother's a paramedic. I've got a lot of respect for the emergency services and what they do. So I'd like to think that maybe I might have gone into that world. Or I don't know, I'm not sure what else really. That's a tricky question to answer. I'm going to be thinking about that tonight. But hopefully that gives you a little bit of an insight. So thanks for your question, Dylan. Right then, one final question before we go. This is from Birdie, who dropped me a little message on Instagram. I assume that's not your name, mate, but hello, Birdie. If you're listening right now, he said, I don't normally... Great start. I don't normally slide into blokes' DMs, but here we go. Sorry, Birdie. You can always make an exception for me, right? Can we bring back every game you have played with Scott throughout December until Christmas, like a calendar countdown? Also, huge fan of Superfan Steve. I love how many people are a fan of Superfan Steve. And it is interesting what we were saying to Scott earlier about what do we do with Superfan Steve when pop stars and celebrities recognise him. I think we've got to find something else to do with him. But yeah, the Christmas ideas, we could bring them back early, but I think what we do is we wait until December, we wait until Scott's back, because he's going to be off for 2 weeks now. Then we're going to go full Christmas. We're going to bring back all the games. One of the very first things I did when I started at Radio 1 is they wrapped me up in paper, because you know there's this song that we always play by Magnus Carlsen called Wrap Myself in Paper. We do this every Christmas. So one of the first things they did was wrap me up in paper, put me in a box, and sent me to Fern Cotton. Now, at this point, me and Fern weren't mates at all. She didn't have a clue who I was. And I had to sit in a box for what I think was about an hour. And then she eventually arrived at her desk. And when I knew she was at her desk, I jumped out the box and I was wrapped in paper and she got to unwrap me. It was one of the most disappointing surprises I'm pretty much sure she's ever had. But maybe we do that again. Apart from that, I think we've got to bring back all the Christmas features. We've got to do where we phone dial a carol. We definitely got to do that. There'll be loads of Christmas music. And also, we've got to do the game where I buy a present for Scott's mum, except she thinks it's from Scott. And it's just an excuse for me to wrap up something really, really rude and then watch his mum and unravel it and generally be quite disappointed in Scott. So I think that's a great idea. We'll definitely be doing that. Roll on Christmas. I reckon this is my favourite podcast that we've done so far. I mean, the Friday one, obviously not the greatest ever, Scott Mills Daily. That would be ridiculous. I hope you've enjoyed it as well. So if you want to get involved in this podcast, you always can. Feel free to drop me a message on Twitter, Insta, drop me an email. Use Scott's email. It's probably the easiest way to do it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And we'll be back next Friday with another Chris Stark Friday Extra podcast, whatever you want to call it.
Scott Mills. Chris's Friday Extra Show.